from my heart, from my mind, from my strength, I will worship you.
We've seen how when Moses built this thing called the tabernacle in the wilderness in, you know, 1400 B.C., he built this tent structure, and Hebrews chapter 8 tells us this was all a model, a shadow of heaven. It was meant to teach men on earth what heaven was like. And so you'll see things that are in this tabernacle that appear in heaven whenever people have these visions of heaven. And John's not the only one. Daniel sees heaven, Isaiah, Ezekiel, they all have these visions. And they have a lot of things in common. In the tabernacle, the shadow of the glassy sea is this thing called, it's called a laver. It was made out of bronze in the tabernacle days. The pictures that I've seen like this, it looks like a big bronze coffee pot, doesn't it? Looks like a coffee pot. I'm thinking of asking Ron West on our next coffee pot for the coffee ministry. We'll make it out of bronze or something. And I like this. It's got like 5-6 spigots on it, so we could serve a lot of people coffee at the same time. It's kind of cool. There's a purpose for this laver. It held water to be used to wash the priests' feet, their hands and their feet, so that before they go into the tabernacle, into the presence of God, they would be clean. That's the picture, the imagery that's being portrayed there. When Solomon built his temple was bigger and better than the tabernacle. But it's the same idea. It's still got pictures of heaven. In Solomon's temple, he didn't build a little coffee pot thing. He built something much bigger. It's called the Molten Sea, or it's called the Bronze Sea. It was 15 feet across, 8 feet deep, held about 12,000 gallons of water, and it is called the Bronze Sea. In heaven, we see the glassy sea. There's a connection here. It's the same imagery. It's the same imagery, and it's a lesson, it's a picture about how important it is that we are pure at the throne. That when we come to the throne of God, that we've learned to do as the priests. We've learned to wash. We've learned to be cleansed. Not just ceremonially, but God wants to wash us, wants to cleanse us. On this side of heaven,